DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. The director of the CIA, David Petraeus, has resigned over an extramarital affair. He stepped down after 14 months in the job as chief of the US Central Intelligence Agency. In a statement, he said that after being married for over 37 years, he showed extremely poor judgment regarding his actions. US President Barack Obama appointed Petraeus in April 2011. At the time, he told Waiting Press that he is privileged to have been chosen for the post.
The opportunity, though, that I've been provided is truly extraordinary to continue to contribute to the very important missions that so many of us have been involved in for a number of years now, but particularly for the course of the last decade.
Obama praised the 60-year-old former paratrooper for his service to the United States on receiving his resignation. Staying in the U.S., and Barack Obama is facing one of his toughest challenges since being re-elected for a second term as president on Tuesday. Obama is faced with a so-called fiscal cliff of tax increases and spending cuts, which are set to become reality early next year. However, the combination could trigger another recession. He says he is willing to compromise with the Republicans, but a tax hike for the rich has to be part of the bargain.
I'm open to compromise. I'm open to new ideas. I'm committed to solving our fiscal challenges. But I refuse to accept any approach that isn't balanced. I am not going to ask students and seniors and middle-class families to pay down the entire deficit while people like me making over $250,000 aren't asked to pay a dime more in taxes.
Obama has invited congressional leaders to the White House next week to discuss the state of the U.S. economy. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. 27 people have been killed in a prison riot in Sri Lanka. The violence broke out when the country's special task force tried to search for drugs and illegal mobile phones in the jail in the capital, Colombo. The commanding officer of the elite police force was injured in the riot. Six prisoners are also said to have escaped. The Syrian National Council has elected George Sabra as its new leader. Sabra has been a prominent dissident for decades and fled Syria early this year. The 65-year-old retired geography teacher was voted in by the SNC's 41-member secretariat at a meeting in Doha. After the ballot, Sabra appealed to the international community to help end the conflict.
We need only one thing. And to support our right to survive, to support us to protect ourselves, we need weapons. We need weapons.
Meanwhile, twin suicide bombings killed at least 20 soldiers in southern Syria on the day the Syrian National Council appointed Sabra as its new leader. The explosions happened within minutes of each other near an officers' club in the city of Dara. London-based watchdog, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, said that two men carried out the attacks by driving vehicles loaded with explosives into the club's garden. The observatory also said that nine people have been wounded in southern Damascus in another car bombing. A computer technician has been given a suspended sentence for obstructing justice during an investigation into stolen Vatican documents. The papers were leaked to the press by the Pope's former butler, Paolo Gabrielli. On Saturday, a Vatican court ruled that Claudio Schiappoletti had helped Gabrielli leak the sensitive information to the media in the so-called VatiLeaks scandal. Schiappoletti denied the charges. However, he was given a two-month suspended sentence, which will be in place for 5 years. One of the world's leading dealers in stringed instruments has been jailed for fraud and embezzlement. German violin expert Dieter Machholt was sentenced to 6 years in prison for multi-million dollar fraud after his business collapsed in 2010. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.